It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. John chapter 2 verses 1 to 10. We read about water turns to wine. Jesus Christ, His mother, and His disciples were invited for the wedding. And this wedding was in the village called Cana. And mother of Jesus Christ comes to Jesus and says, they do not have wine. Jesus says to his mother, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. When you read this, several people have several opinions. Some people say Mary comes to Jesus and Jesus listens to prayer. So always go to Mary and pray to Mary first and then she will pray to Jesus. But from these scriptures, it doesn't sound that to me. Jesus said to her, woman, what have I to do with thee? It sounds very rough. But now Jesus Christ is 30 years old. If you read in book of Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 51, we read that Jesus and his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast. And when the feast is over, all the family should go back to home. But Jesus Christ was in the temple. That time Jesus was 12 years old. And the word of God says he was asking questions to the scribes and Pharisees, the highly educated people in the law and the Bible. And they were asking questions to him. And they were so surprised that 12 years old boy has this much knowledge. Somehow, Mary and Joseph, they left the town and they were almost one day's journey. That means almost 20 miles or more. After that, Mary starts saying, where is Jesus? And I was surprised that how come Mary didn't take care of Jesus when he's only a little boy. But I believe, according to the Word of God, she had other children, younger than Jesus. So she was taking care of other young children. That's why she thought maybe Jesus is with Joseph or his friends. But when she found out he is not with Joseph or not with relatives, then they went back to Jerusalem looking for Jesus, and it took one day journey back, that means 2 days, and one day looking for him, that means 3 days. 3 days Jesus Christ was alone with those people, asking questions and answering questions. Can you imagine? Little boy, 12 years old, without food, without sleep, sitting with those people, and parents were not even concerned. But when they came and Mary says, why did you act like this? When she said to Jesus, Jesus said, don't you know I should be doing my Father's business? and they didn't understand that time. But the Word of God says he went with them, but now he's 30 years old and he wants to tell his mother, please do not bother me in my father's business. Up to now, I served you until I was 30 years old. Now, I want to do the will of God. And if you read the John's Gospel, everywhere you will see Jesus Christ was saying, whatever I say, what my Father says. Whatever I do, what my Father does. So he was doing the Father's will, and he did not want Mary, his mother, to interfere with his ministry. That's why once and for all, he told her to stay away from his ministry. He says, mine hour is not yet come. Then another thing we learn from this, if somebody has a need, that person has to come direct to Jesus Christ. And his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. That means Mary did not say, come to me, and then I'll go to Jesus, and then Jesus will go to his father. She says to those people, go direct to Jesus, and he will tell you what to do. That same is today. You have a need, go direct to Jesus. Then those people came to Jesus Christ and told their story. Jesus said to them, go and fill the water in those tanks. There were 6 stone tanks, and those people filled those 6 tanks with the water. Now Jesus Christ said, okay, take this water and give it to the governor, actually the person who is in charge of the feast. So they took the water and gave it to the governor, and that water was already turned to wine. When the governor tested, he said to the bridegroom, why are you keeping the best wine until the last? That means he tested this water, and this water tasted like a best wine. Now here also there is a question. Some people said this was the wedding of Jesus. But from these words you know the tester went to the bridegroom asking question. If the Jesus was the bridegroom, he should come to Jesus. But he went to the bridegroom, and this was not the marriage of Jesus. From these scriptures you would know. But the people makes the false stories. So here we see Jesus Christ did his first miracle, turning water to wine. If you remember, Moses was in Egypt and he turned water to blood. Egyptians were not able to drink that bloody water. But see Jesus. Jesus turns water to wine so everyone can enjoy the sweet drink and pleasant drink. So here we see Jesus Christ made wine out of water. The Word of God says, St. John chapter 1 verse 17, law came by Moses, but the grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Moses made blood from the water. Jesus made wine from the water. Jesus is merciful God. He wants to make your life blessed, not miserable. He wants to change your situation worse to better. Jesus Christ is a creator. Give your life to him and he will change your life worse to best. Just call upon him. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord, be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. I commit my life into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you gave your life to Jesus Christ, he has forgiven your sins and you are a child of God. And the miracles and healings is the child's bread. Let's pray together. Whatever your situation is, He's going to turn worse to best. Sickness, disease, pain, suffering, whatever the problem you have, He is going to turn to better. Put your hand on your body. He's going to change your situation. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every listener. Whatever the problem they are going through, let them know Jesus Christ is here. He is going to change our bitter situation to sweeter. Touch each and every one of them. Supply all their needs according to your riches and glory. I want each and every one to be happy, healthy, and prosperous. I commit them into your loving hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you believed that God heard our prayer, then your situation is changed. How much time it took to change water to wine? They filled the tank and they took the water from the tank, and already it was turned to wine. God can change your situation within a split second. So please try to do the things which you were not able to do before. And you will be surprised what God has done. Jesus never fails. He is a miracle worker. When you see the miracle hand of God in your life, He can change your life, He can change your situation, He can heal your disease, He can change your finances, and your life will be much more better than before. If you are not sure about your sickness and disease, sometimes you might have internal disease, and you cannot see the changes outside. Why don't you go to a doctor, have a checkup, and make sure that Jesus Christ has touched you and healed you. Once you know that Jesus Christ has touched you and healed you, worship Him, read the Word, go to church, and have a fellowship with the people of God. You will never be the same.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.